ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Let me say this. I want to preach. But when I came in and I heard the songs and the prayer point, I just want to be a little bit, just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Let me just follow the prompting in my heart. Let me remind you where we started yesterday, the fact that the help of God has been made available to each and every one of us. And basically, we call our attention to John 14:26 in the Amplified Translation. If you can help me display it, the seven dimensional duty of the Holy Spirit, or the job description, or the function of the Holy Spirit in our lives. After we have given our lives, our hearts to Jesus, and He's reigning in our hearts, we have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This is what happened. He becomes our helper. And He manifests Himself in other six dimensions. He's not only our helper, He is our comforter, He is our advocate, He is our intercessor. He is our counselor, He is our strengthener, and He's our standby. So every time you need Him, He will be what you want Him to be part time. And He has that ministry to live in us, to be with us, and then to reveal Jesus to our heart, show us things to come, teach us all things, the things that we will not be able to understand physically. It will teach us. It will use spiritual things. It will use physical things to teach us the supernatural life that man is designed to live. So we started yesterday that there is no need to look for an outside help. The help is right there. I mean, each time you need strength, your strengthener is there. And we said that all through this year, we need to leverage all that God is using the World Conference this year to do is to call us into a place of awareness. And Habakkuk 2:14, which is generally the scripture for the year, he said, "For that time will come when the whole heart shall be filled with the glory of God." Other translation talks about shall be filled with the awareness of God. There's a work to be done on earth. Souls must be saved. Nations must be saved. Things must change. I mean, God, Jesus must become the governor. He's already the governor, but technically or physically, He must become the governor of nations. All nations' desires must come to Him, must be to Him. And we are His representative. We are His ambassador. And if we are going to do this work, we need to leverage on the help of the supply of the Spirit, like Paul prayed for it in Philippians 1:19. We need to leverage on it to be able to be a witness, to be able to be a mouthpiece, to be able to be His leg to the limbless, His mouth for the oppressed. We must leverage on that help. Today, I want to call our attention to another thing that it's just like an extension of what the Holy Spirit does in our life. I want to please just give you by way of information, in case you don't know, the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of seeing and knowing has been activated. the spirit of seeing and knowing. So in this brief time that I just have, I'm going to just touch on it for us to have an understanding of it. But before I start, I want to also let you know, fasting is more than just skipping a meal. It is a devoted time to focus on the Lord, put our hearts on His words, meditate on His word, on His nature, on His goodness, and then consecrate ourselves in our prayer conversations. So, at such dedicated time as this, our spirit man becomes alive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. And so, other things that happen is that our faith and love walk is also enhanced. There's a whole lot, the washing of the water by the word. That's why it's more than skipping a meal. If you are fasting, you must still be able to read your Bible. You must still be able to meditate. You must be able to open yourself to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. It might flash a scripture upon your mind. Do a study around it. It might give you specific instruction. Write it down. So it's more than just skipping a meal. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 12. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 12. It says, the hearing ear and the seeing eye said the Lord has made them both. I read Message translation. It says, ears that hear, eyes that see, we get our basic equipment from God. It's like the navigation system. It said, ears that hear, eyes that see, we get our basic equipment from God. Sheep has, planes have, and I believe human beings have. You say, how do I know that? Proverbs 20, 25. No, that's not what I'm looking for. That's not the scripture I'm looking for. What's that scripture? The spirit of man is the candor of the Lord. Eh? 20, 27. Say, God is in charge of human life, watching and examining us inside and out. So, we receive guidance from the Holy Spirit. So, let me read another translation. TPT translation of Proverbs 20, 12 says, lovers of God have been given eyes to see and ears to hear from God. Lovers of God have been given eyes to see with spiritual discernment, and hears to hear from God. NLT says, hears to hear, eyes to see, both are gifts from the Lord. Hears to hear, eyes to see, both are gifts from the Lord. I believe if a man can't see physically, but he can see into the realm of the spirit, he can hear into the realm of the spirit, that man can still behave as God on planet Earth. So, hears that hears, knowing, that's what that is, eyes than see, is seen. Man is a spiritual being, and we are designed to live in the spirit. That's our natural, supernatural habitation. We are designed to know the will of God per time. We are designed to know the mind of God per time. We are not designed to look outside to get our leading, because the Bible even talks about it in 1 Corinthians 2:9. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It has not entered into the heart of any man the things God has prepared to them that loved Him. And He said, God has revealed these things to us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. So, man is not designed to be led by the things that are outside him. So, one of the giftings of the Holy Spirit is the ability to see and to know ability to see and to know, ability to see. And we can get cue from the Word of God. And so we are not just saying anything that does not have basis in the Word of God. If you're seeing and knowing it's outside the world, that may be necromancing. That may be talking to the spirit world. There are many things in the world. There are good spirit, bad spirit. They may just be interacting. People talk with the dead. But we cannot say that that's the spirit of seeing and knowing. In the context that we are talking about here tonight, we are saying that if the Holy Spirit resides on the inside of you and me as he is, we can see. It teaches us things to come. And we can know. We can see and we can know. So one of the giftings of the Holy Spirit is that manifestation. Manifestation in knowledge, manifestation in wisdom, the ability to operate in that supernatural realm beyond the physical. This gift gives us the ability to see, it's not soothsaying, into the past, the present, and the future. The spirit of seeing and knowing premised on the revelation gift of the Holy Spirit, which helps us to design, which helps us to exhibit the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. My encouragement in the course of the year, I want to believe that we will have the privilege, maybe during our Wednesday services, to teach on the gift of the Holy Spirit. But before then, for tonight, for the sake of tonight, 1 Corinthians 14:1 is something that you must desire. You are not supposed to be led by the outside. You are not supposed to be led by people. It said, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts. You must desire it. You must desire it. Ephesians 3:10, that's why you must desire it. It said, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church. So if you are a believer, I know that some people are graced in a certain gift of the Spirit, but I'm saying that this basic thing, knowing what to do, seeing what to do, it's something that we should all crave for. And there is a difference between seeing and knowing. Just like there is a difference between driving and arriving. I can decide to go to 16 Alexander Road, Ikoyi. I don't know where that is, but it just came to me. But I can start driving. But I've not arrived there. So, there is a difference. You see, you know it. I show you an example from the scripture. What the difference is, you know something before it happens. You know it. You know it. You know before it happens in your business. You know it. You know before it happens in your family. You are aware of it. It's the spirit of seeing and knowing. And it comes, it's born out of your relationship with the Holy Spirit. Probably you can't see after a bowl of pandeya. What you'll be seeing is men walking like trees. But you know something before it happens. And when you can know, there's something that comes as a mark of faith. Is that when you know it, when you see it, there is rejoicing. And that's what connects your faith. And you know one scripture says, even though we have not yet seen him, but we believe in him. There's something that just connects your heart. You know that this is possible. You know that God is with me. You know that God has inspired me to do this. You know that God has inspired me to witness to this person. And then the Lord brings the opportunity and you can see. Don't forget what we said at during the crossover, New Year's Eve service. About the five things that we begin to see from this time. Number one, there is a release, an outpouring, a flow of divine energy. Number two, there is a deepening of roots into the water table of God, as many who can yield themselves. Number three, the quickening of the harvest of the heart. We're going to see that happening. Number four, healing anointing will become more pronounced. Number five, the expression of many-sided wisdom of God. Just to remind you. So we need this to connect to it. You are in your office and someone just comes. It's as if, and God just showed you. And you say, can I pray for you to be healed of this? And the person say, how did you know? The spirit of seeing and knowing. I'm not saying all these ones that people are using to merchandise other people all over the place. Because if the difference between what I'm talking about tonight and that one is that the attention is to themselves. This one is for Jesus to be glorified. Spirit of sin and knowing. Spirit of sin and knowing. Let's see our model. Jesus. John chapter 5 verse 19. John chapter 5 verse 19. This is the year of communion with the Spirit. This is the year where he shows us pictures. This is the year where he imprints instructions upon our hearts. This is the year that our heart connects with the jot of the word of light. And he illuminates our heart. He gives us instruction, prompting that will lead us into greener pasture, that will lead us into deeper experiences with him. John chapter 5 verse 19. The summary of this is that Jesus, all through his earthly ministry, that Acts 10:38 summarized, he did what he saw the Father doing. He did what he saw. And David in the Old Testament had maybe what I can call a type of this experience, a shadow of it, by not losing a single battle. By learning to take instructions from God concerning the situations that he was confronted with. And at every point in time, we can see how God came through for him, how God gave him what you can call war strategies. He's always leaning into the Holy Spirit to know what to do per time. That's the spirit of sin and knowing. Jesus operated his ministry. He says here, I said to you that the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, for whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. And you can see that manifested in the ministry of Jesus. Sometimes he just lay hands on people. Sometimes he just declare a word. Other times, he may do something that, depending on the environment and depending what the Holy Spirit instructed his heart to do. Praise the Lord. As I praise the Lord. So Jesus operated solely upon the Spirit, or upon the principle of seeing and knowing. And I'm saying this tonight, apart from the help that is available, we can also engage this year. You know that most people run around and it's after they have exhausted all the options. That's when they know that they have to pray. That's when they know they have to say, God, help me. No, it should not be. And that's why it's very important this year, the place of prayer, conversation, and communion with the Holy Spirit. You can't put it in the back burner. The place of prayer, conversation, where you commune with the Holy Spirit, that's one. Secondly, the place of the Word of God and the voice of the Lord. The Word of God is His voice. So the place of the Word, your meditation in the Word, that's what helps you to get acquainted with His voice. You get acquainted. Relationship. If my voice can be amplified and you are going on Oregon Road, by reason of communion, you can say, oh, that's Ayodhya speaking. Where is he? Is there anyone? Some people have known me for years. If they are hearing, if they are traveling on Oregon Road and they can hear it, my voice is amplified, they can tell. Why? It's by reason of association. So the place of communion with the Holy Spirit. Believers complain they don't know how God speaks except when they want to get married. No, it should not be. That's our natural, that's our supernatural natural life. That is our habitation. Just like a fish we do well in water, a lion we do well in the forest, a cockroach we do well in your house. It's the same way. That's our habitation. That is our habitation. That is our habitation. Man is designed to live in permanent fellowship with God. We are not supposed to use God for our own hands or our own means. We take our cue from him. Acts 17:28, Paul wrote it in summary. In him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. We are his offsprings. We carry his DNA. You know, when Adam lost it, even before God finished the statement, it's just, where are you? He said, I was naked. And then, where are you? And there was still there. The woman you gave me. Because in the place of fellowship, our heart is consecrated afresh to the Lord. We can see his mind. We can understand his way. Lust can get out of our heart. Even for those of us who run businesses, in the place of prayer, conversation, communion with the Holy Spirit, the Lord can ask you question. What is your motive of running after this contract? The spirit of seeing and knowing. My time is up, but I need to just get this. Please forgive me, timekeeper. Isaiah 30, verse 18 to 23. We read from NLT. Isaiah 30, 18 to 23. It said, the Lord must wait for you to come to him so he can show you his love and compassion. For the Lord is a faithful God. Blessed are those who wait for his help. O people of Zion who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. He will be gracious if you ask for help. He will surely respond to the sound of your cries. Though the Lord gave you adversity for food and suffering for drink, he will still be with you to teach you. You will see your teacher with your own eyes. Your own ears will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, this is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left. Then you will destroy all your silver idols and your precious gold images. You will throw them out like filthy rags, saying to them, good riddance to bad rubbish. You know, that's not where people coined that word. When I read it again today, I said, oh, this is where these people got this word. They just added bad rubbish to it. In other words, everything that stands between you from seeing and hearing, it will be taken away. And this is that year. Just be sensitive. I love what Damola said earlier on. It's not just for even this year. It's for years to come. It's for years to come. It's for years to come. Let's read Psalm 89, verse 15. Psalm 89, verse 15. It says, blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. Said, they walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance, the spirit of seeing and knowing. Psalm 62, verse 11 in NLT. NLT. Psalm 62, 11. Psalm 62. It said, God has spoken plainly, and I have heard it many times. Power, O God, belongs to you, spirit of seeing and knowing. I mean, when God speaks to you, when you can see him, when you can hear him, I mean, there is no doubt anywhere. 2 Corinthians 3, 16, verse 18. 2 Corinthians 16. 2 Corinthians 3, 16 to 18. He said, whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. For the Lord is the Spirit. And wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, I mean, one translation says, wherever the Holy Spirit is acknowledged as Lord, there is freedom. So in the place of prayer conversation, so all of us who have had veil, that's what happened in the place of prayer conversation. The veil is removed. You can see and reflect. You can see and reflect. There is a rub on. You can see and reflect the glory, the awesomeness of God, the majesty of God, the word of God, the covering of God, the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, make us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. Prayer conversation. How did it work for Jesus? Mark 1:35. A great while before day, Jesus, we always depart into a solitary place. He will get up. So that's, I love that translation. Get up. Sometimes we don't do this thing. We sleep off. He said, he will get up. Jesus got up. If he's going to help you, brush your teeth, wash your face, stay alive. It's business. He got up and went to an isolated place to pray. This is what we regard to as quiet time today. It's very important. But hey, what I'm also encouraging is a good place to start. But what I'm encouraging is 24/7 quiet time. That's what I encourage. That at every point in time, while you drive, while you go around with your business, you are in touch. You can see, you can hear. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. Isaiah 54. He said, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned that I should know the spirit of seeing and knowing how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He said, he awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. Proverbs 20:27, we quoted it earlier on. Proverbs 20:27 said, the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. The spirit of a man. Romans chapter 8, verse 14, and then verse 16. Romans 8, verse 14, it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. What do we need to do? We must yield ourselves. Romans 6:16, yield yourself. That's how to position yourself. You yield yourself. Romans 6:16 said, do you not know to whom you present yourselves? Slaves to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey, whether sin leading to death or obedience leading to righteousness. Can we have it in NLT? Said, so don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. Give us intimacy. Don't you realize that grace free you to choose your own master? But you choose carefully, for you surrender yourself to become a servant band to the one you choose to obey. If you choose to love sin, it will become your master. And it will own you and reward you with death. But if you choose to love and obey God, it will lead you into perfect righteousness. I'll come back at my own session. Let's go into prayer. There are certain things that also, because I want us to practicalize it. The spirit of seeing and knowing. Spirit of seeing and knowing. It's something that God has blessed us with. We must come into that place of awareness. And we must come into that place where it becomes a daily occurrence in our experiences of life. We must not be found to say we are confused anymore. We must not be found to be saying, God, where are you? Is our, like we have yesterday, is our very present help, even in the time of trouble.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,